Good evening and welcome to Blank Canvas, the home of visual art and culture in the Bahamas. I am Diana Sands, Communications and Development Manager for the NAGB.
And I'm Douglas Barkey, Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, your co-host for this evening. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.
Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at the National Art, at guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. In studio tonight with us is Kayshell Knowles, artist, brilliant, John Cox, curator of the upcoming NE10, and the wonderful Christina Wong, who also works at The Current and also is an artist.
And we're here to talk about the 11 Strong exhibition that's currently in place in The Current. This debut exhibition for The Current's 2022 11 Strong Artists Define Tropicality opened March 4th, 2022. This show featured artwork by Kayshell Knowles, Ricardo Barrett, Dylan Rappelard, Lillian Blades, Sue Katz, Didi Brown, Jason Bennett, Toby Lunn, John Paul Saddleton, Samantha Traco, and Averia Wright. These artists were asked to challenge the touristic narrative in the Bahamas and its influence on their creativity. With over 25 pieces of artwork, the show was successfully curated by John Cox and Averia Wright, which showcased the diversity of Bahamian art and their professionalism to respond to controversial topics. The show will be on display until March 25th. With 11 Strong, the goal was to position the artists in both local and international spaces to promote Bahamian art. These artists will participate in a roster of exhibitions throughout the year, as well as international art fairs like Art Volta in New York City and Scope Art Base Art Basel in Miami Beach. 11 Strong embodies the ethos of The Current, and with their creative rigor, we believe they can create a forceful team of artistic expression. So let me introduce two of the artists who are with us today. Kayshell Knowles is a contemporary artist who explores the ideas of gender identity, cultural preservation / production, and social relations within the Black Caribbean community. She graduated with an Associate of Fine Arts from the College of the Bahamas, now the University of the Bahamas, and received her bachelor's degree in illustration at Emily Carr University of Art and Design in Vancouver, Canada. Pursuing a career as a professional artist, she has already exhibited in numerous galleries, such as the Central Bank of the Bahamas and the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. She is currently working as a practicing artist in Nassau, the Bahamas. Kayshell will speak on her work that was in Define Tropicality, as well as give an introduction to her show with Didi Brown in a few months. We also have with us Christina Wong, who is curatorial and design coordinator at the Current Gallery and Art Center. Christina Wong, also from Nassau, is a multimedia artist and cultural worker. Wong graduated in 2016 from the College of the Bahamas, now the University of the Bahamas, with an associate in art, in fine arts, and Lee University in 2018 with a BFA in painting. She received honorable mentions through her artwork. Christina has curated exhibitions for the Chan Pratt Foundation from 2015 to 2020 and Transforming Spaces in 2015 and 2016. She is currently working at the Current Gallery Art Center as a curatorial design coordinator. And in 2019, her piece, inspired by Hurricane Dorian, was given an award in the Central Bank competition as well. She is also in the Dawn Davies collection and can be found in the Love and Responsibility 2 edition of her book. She's a passionate and about continual personal improvement and development as an artist and enhancing her creativity to make a dynamic impact, firstly on the local art scene and ultimately on the international stage. She made it her mission to advocate for mental health and being aware. And we have with us also John Cox, who is the leader of the Current Gallery as well as the curator. Welcome, everyone, to the Blank Canvas. Really happy to have you here. And I have a couple questions for you. Kayshell, we're going to start with you first because you are the featured artist this evening. Yeah. Some of your work investigates the politics of hair and cultural representation of power. Mm-hmm. And you use drawings on brown craft paper to explore these topics. Can you tell us about your choice of media and how that supports your concept?
Well, y'all do some heavy research today.
We started tough.
I haven't had these questions in a while. For me, the mediums that I choose specifically with the brown paper, I wanted to sort of call back to the black skin and the fact that us living in this sort of society about tourism, we're always in this decision of choosing whether we want to act more Black, less Black, because it comes across as either threatening or it comes across as being too much or too showy. So for me, the paper sort of acts as both a projection of Blackness and also sort of like a hiding spot for the body to sort of like assimilate within. So the body sometimes in the pieces, they can either stand out or they can fall into the background. And that kind of like push and pull for me is that conversation of Black people having to either tone down their Blackness or it always being in the forefront. And for me, my mediums, people always tell me that I work in such a delicate manner. And I like the fact that a lot of my work is sort of like a homage to the Black male and trying to understand what they're going through, their position in this life, particularly in the Caribbean, because we're not having a lot of these conversations that's happening in our society. So I grew up with a lot of Black men in my life, so I'm basically like retelling their stories through my work, and this sort of like feminization that's in the work is sort of like a homage to the love of a Black woman trying to preserve what I see happening.
That's quite profound. So I guess to continue on with that, how does your work where the male portrait is the primary subject, how does that compare to your female portraits?
I actually haven't done a lot of female portraits. Surprisingly, a lot of my sketchbook work tends to be more female driven. For me, usually when I draw a lot of women portraits, they're mostly either of me or of different forms of myself. So with the male figure, I feel like I'm sort of calling back to very specific people or very specific moments of me getting to know either a stranger or somebody I know or a family member, versus like my female portraits tend to be a little bit more intimate, and they're more sort of like a self story. I find that I'm not ready to talk about that subject matter yet, so that's a little bit more personal for me, but hopefully in the future I can get to that point.
And Keshel, are you using the same material? So we mentioned the brown craft paper mm-hmm. earlier. Do the female or other portraits? I think you have some self-portraits in Don Davies' book. Is that paper, that material, important also in those portraits?
I first started using the brown paper when I was in university in Vancouver. So that subject matter already begun with the Black male. So mm-hmm. I've only started one portrait of myself on the brown paper, and I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. But the works that Don Davies has is very kind of like earlier works of my inspirations. Piet Mondrian, I really admire his work, even though it's extremely minimal. But I do like his work in terms of how do you break down something that's very complicated into a very kind of simplistic image. So I'm kind of working with that subject matter. But most of my previous works have just been a kind of like more realistic portraits of myself and in high color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, John and Christine, let's switch over to you for a minute because you are the curators of the show. And tell us a little bit about the organization of the show, 11 Strong. We have Keshel here, so you can maybe even mention some of the things about her, how her work was selected, because you narrowed it down to how many works are in the show of your Keshel?
Just two.
Okay, all mm-hmm. right. So maybe you could talk about that, the whole process of putting the show together and selecting and presenting Keshel's work.
Okay, yeah. So I think it's good to say that. So this show that's on at the current at the moment, Defying Tropicality, is really Avria. Avria is the curator of that show. That was her idea, was her theme, her title and everything, and she basically did all of the conceptual kind of development for the show. I can talk to the idea of the 11 Strong campaign for the whole year. Mm-hmm.
Sure, please.
One of the things that we wanted to do with the onset of the newer galleries in the landscape, right, Turn and Cab and that kind of stuff, we recognized that there was, you know, there's clarity that comes with this conversation around like running a commercial gallery, right? It's very mm-hmm. different from running. It's not the NAGB. It's a different type of
right,
energy.
Right.
We have to be. Yeah. So we're trying to work with artists who we think are going to be commercially viable, who are very strong and who are very diverse, who are open to imagining their work outside of maybe what they had understood it to be before. So we selected a body of artists that we thought was inclusive, dynamic, that was provocative, that was contemporary, that would speak to a variety of tastes that we thought were most relevant to fit mm-hmm. the needs of our main desired client base, which are mm-hmm. interior designers, real estate folks, people in the construction industry. We're trying to position works in the built environment, right, mm-hmm. in a more kind of systemic way, and that's all very outside of like the personal creative purview of what the artists are talking about with their own work. But I do think that everything that kind of Keisha was talking about is so beautiful and so nuanced that, I mean, that's the perfect conversation to filter into these spaces, because I think that's really kind of how we're talking about critiquing how people live, like what people live with. What do the things that you live with symbolize? And I think just from the standpoint of design and architecture, by extension, if you think about creative accessories, including art, what do and what can those things symbolize in this built environment? So, you know, 11 Strong are artists that we feel that we can kind of, in a non-exclusive way, represent over the course of the year, mm-hmm. And just work with, because these guys are going to be the subject of all of the exhibitions that we have. We have 8 exhibitions lined up. They're pretty much going to be, in some way, shape, or configuration, they're going to be represented in every single exhibition that we do, including Volta New York in May, and including Art Basel Scope in December. And so it's important for us to kind of put that together. And I think Avery's show, Defying Tropicality, is actually really awesome. It feels a little bit like it can be the theme almost of the entire year, because so much of the work deals with these ideas that, you know, like living in a tropical space and living in this hospitality environment, it's really different when you're on the other side of it. It's like when mm-hmm. you're a kid and somebody says, oh, if I had a pool, I'd go swimming in my pool every single day.
Yeah.
And everybody who has a pool says, no, you would not. You know? Because having a pool is a burden, right?
Yeah.
But it's this kind of thing where I think people, the audience, is sophisticated enough to kind of read and respond to these works that I think, just because they become a little bit more self-aware and self-critical, do not lose
their voice,
appeal,
yeah,
their beauty,
right,
or their
right.
you know, position. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we're trying to accomplish.
So the 11 Strong, in a way, it's like creating a package of artists, a grouping of artists. And then you're marketing directly to interior designers and arts consultants and so on. So in a way, the idea of the whole year is to keep that group together, almost as if I'm an architect or interior designer, I can sort of go to one of the shows all year. I can kind of count on that quality. I can count on the subject matter, because that's one thing collectors collect is, right, subject, right? They collect a certain
right.
type of subject.
Variety. I mean, like we say, interior designers and construction companies and stuff. But I mean, anybody, it's open.
Sure.
Like
yeah.
you're an individual, independent collector could walk in there and say, I mean, I think that the show is very, very strong. Right? When you look at the work, I think it's incredibly strong. We have such a combination of people in there that I think could really expand into all kinds of different directions.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about reproductions. We talked about stuff in the retail. We talked about all these things. So I feel like it really is an expansive way to turn people who are painters, who are seeing themselves as like traditional artists, into a term that I like to use is like creatives.
Mm-hmm.
Like people who are just like outside of their own, who are not burdened by their own discipline.
Right. Well, we are going to take a short break, but continue to listen to the Energy Bees Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community, and stay tuned to 96.9 FM Guardian Talk Radio. In the meantime, please visit our website, www.negb.org.bs, for current news and updates about your favorite museum. See you soon.